This is the KNBR Podcast Network. Time now for Pauly's Podcast, featuring Pauly Mack of KNBR's Murph and Mack Morning Show on KNBR, the sports leader.
All right, everybody. Hey, we're back on the Pauly Mack Podcast. Testing. Tony, I don't like to do this. I'm a professional when we're recording, but how are my levels, Tony, as you gauge things at the beginning on May 27th? Level check, test 1, 2.
Well, Pauly, the same way that you like to test out your Mark Willard impersonation live on the air, we can test out your levels. Your levels are fine, but maybe you test the levels out pretending you're Mark Willard for a moment.
Yeah, testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
It's almost your Scott Farrell. It's almost like a Scott Farrell, Mark Willard mix, dude.
Very difficult pulling off an effective Mark Willard. It's a very challenging assignment.
The pipes of a Mark Willard.
I just have tried to remind people. I want people to understand it's a tribute. I'm not riffing on him. I'm no riffing question. As a salute, you know?
Bay Area born, Mr. Homegrown, as they say.
But didn't he move down to SoCal and then he came back or something?
Yes. He moved down to SoCal for the industry, for a job, Paul, and then came
Sounds
back.
A lot like the travels of one Darren Chan.
I believe that Mark Willard is a San Mateo High School Bearcat back in the day. So shout out Bearcats and Mark Willard.
Hey, we'll shout out Mark Willard for sure. And by the way, as we introduce Creative Tony on May 27th, let's also bring in Shannon Kaler, who, for the record, is wearing a formal dress shirt today. It's the first time I think I've ever seen him with a collar. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning. I have a lot of product in my hair. Shout out Fruitis Garnier. I'm also on location because our guy Vince is moving to Nashville. And we had a sleepover in his empty apartment last night. I had some beers. That's why I kind of sound a little echoey. I'm in his empty house. So live and on location, this is Shannon reporting to you.
Shannon, wow. The ego of a Shannon Kaler to assume that everybody knows who Vince is. You want to give a little background there, pal?
Oh, sure. That is actually, you're right. That was an egotistical move.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody knows the Stone Fox is Vince, you know.
Oh. Anyway, Vince, my bandmate, one of my best friends, heading off, moving to Nashville. He'll fly around and play with us still. But anyway.
Vince brings the handsome meter up on the Stone Foxes like by leaps and bounds.
We went and got breakfast sandwiches just down the way in the lovely Sunset District. And on the way home, a young woman was gawking at him while he was driving. And you could see she's twirling her hair, daydreaming about him.
I gawk at Vince. I gawk at him. So what are you going to do?
I twirl my hair when Vince is around. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I do. I really do. I've done it before. By the way,
Pauly, will you twirl your hair if Julio Jones is wearing the red and gold? I just have a question just right out of the gate.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. Let's talk some Niner ball. Okay, we got a lot going on. We got Giants-Dodgers. We got Niner news abound after the great hit Jimmy Garoppolo had on the Murph and Mac show. I feel, Tony, how's the level now? I'm getting all tight. Am I okay?
It's a
balancing act. Let me show you what's going on.
Right there.
I'm balancing the mic on like all these like boxes and stuff.
Yeah.
So not only am I trying to get the levels right, like this whole thing could fall over at any second.
You know what it is? We're showing everybody the human side of the podcast.
Right.
And by the way, can you donate to the Human Fund in honor of George Costanza when you get a moment?
It's a good fund. Yeah, it's a good fund.
Seriously, Julio Jones, yes or no? Let's start. Let's do it like right out of the gates. I just literally sparked a fat J and I'm passing it to you. Or are you going to puff on it or are you going to pass it to Shannon Kaler? Julio Jones, red and gold, Paul.
Can I puff on it? And then pass it.
Actually, definitely.
Okay, so I'm going to take a pull, and then Shannon, it's up to you now. But yeah, of course I want Julio Jones. Who doesn't want Julio Jones? And guys, especially after the news that running back Jeff Wilson has just injured his knee and will be without Jeff Wilson until it sounds like late October at the earliest. We need another offensive weapon, Julio Jones. Now, last year wasn't on the field a whole lot. But you look at the guy's resume and his skill set. He's a great, one of the more talented receivers of this era. So, yes, Tony, it's a very easy answer for me. Yes, I want Julio Jones. JJ, I call him.
Nice, nice. But Paulie, need I remind you, you now are a resident of the Trey area, no longer the Bay Area, the Trey area. And not only for Trey Lance, but for Trey Sermon, running back from Ohio State that the 49ers drafted and supposedly they're already very high on. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens down in Santa Clara.
Can't we include Trey Cool from the Green Day Boys in other great Treys in the Bay Area?
Absolutely, dude.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
No, you don't want like Green Day, Shannon?
You don't like Green Day, Shannon?
Oh, no, of course. Yeah, but that's just a lot of Treys.
I didn't even mention. I could keep going. I didn't mention Ice Cube's character in Boys in the Hood. I believe his name is Trey.
How about every time Clay, Steph, or any dub hits a Trey in the Trey area?
Well, one of the probably the biggest Trey in the country right now is probably Trey Young. He's on center stage in the Eastern
talking
Conference.
Smack.
Well, talking smack and getting heckled, it's a two-way thing. It's a give and take he's involved with now.
I got it, Paulie. I don't know if you're going to like this, but I'm definitely all in on the Hawks. Dom, my son Dom and I are all in on the Hawks, man. We want to
that's where you and I differ. I'm going nice. Knicks on this one.
So can we put a wager? Hold on. Can we put a wager on this, Paul? Let's do a Hawks-Knicks wager.
One Giorgio's pie. Those are the stakes.
Dude, you read my mind. I was thinking pie, too. Pie, too.
Yeah.
All right, good.
And by the way, Shannon, real quick, loser not only picks up the pie, but delivers it to the winner.
Boom.
You understand?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Boom. Boom. I love it.
Who on God's green earth is rooting for the Hawks?
Tony, right apparently.
Here. Right here, Shannon.
I mean, that's – but. And the purse is in San Carlos. I get it. It's weird.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I'm getting the fan base. Yeah.
So Shannon, do you even know who the Hawks are playing?
Aren't they playing the Knicks?
Yes. He's trying to attack you, Shannon.
Why? Why?
I'm not sure.
It's probably because I look nice. I've got a Garoppolo thing going on today.
Good call. Probably.
It's the hair product.
Yeah. Oh,
well, just a little backdrop for Shannon. He's wearing a collar and product in his hair because he is no longer part of the creative department full time. He is now taking another gig, and we'll talk about that later in the podcast. But that's just a little background on Shannon's, current status.
Right. Yeah. Status, dude. Totally.
I've got. Yeah. My status is different now, and I have a lot of different endeavors. But back to Niner ball.
Please.
Before we lost Jeff Wilson to his injury, weren't there five running backs? I mean, it's not like we don't have offensive weapons.
Time out, right? Shannon. Slow your roll, kids. Slow your roll, because you might be surprised to learn this, but after reviewing Jeff Wilson's season, are you aware of the fact that he led the team in rushing last year and – led the team in touchdowns, Jeff Wilson.
Yeah,
last year.
It's definitely a loss, man.
I'm saying it's more valuable than maybe you think. Yeah.
Okay, but didn't we say that about every other running back that Shanahan has? Haven't we always said that about every running back that he kind of throws out there, except for Tevin Coleman? Maybe we didn't say it about him
or Jerick McKinnon. You know, McKinnon either. So, I mean. You know, the jet, the supposed jet. I never saw the jet ever take off.
No.
Sorry. That's really bad. It's really bad. I apologize. But but seriously, though, I mean, I do think they have depth at running back to where, yes, this is bad news, but it's not as bad as it could be. And I'm going to take Paulie's J that's, you know, lit and still it's got a nice – like what is it? Like a little drift of
vapor trail kind of
vapor trail. Thank you. I got to be honest, man. For what they I think would have to give up for JJ, I don't know. And the guy, you want to talk injury prone? Everybody's worried about Garoppolo injury. Julio Jones can't stay on the field for a whole season. So the guy's amazing when he's on the field, amazing. But I don't know. I mean, you got dude. The Ayuk Debo, are you gonna mess with the Ayuk Debo dual threat? I don't know.
And Jalen Hurd.
Jalen Hurd's supposed to be coming back. Exactly. We haven't even seen Hurd yet. So
ever. You
know.
Yeah.
Right. And then you got the Kittle factor. I don't know. I don't know. I think we need to just kind of, you know, let's chill, as the ballad said, the 90s ballad. Let's chill. Let's settle down.
What are you willing to give up?
I don't know, Shannon. I'm not going to give up this J.
Oh,
Okay. Okay.
But I don't know. Shannon, do you want Julio Jones in the red and gold?
Well, yeah. And only because he kind of would serve as a Steph Curry. All the attention kind of goes to this guy. And then Debo and Ayuk and all the guys can kind of get more free. If you can hold on to enough weapons, you know, it's always about what you can get for him or what you have to give up for him, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I trust John Lynch and Shanahan. I think we all do. They're pretty smart dudes. They usually
totes, Shannon, totes.
Yeah.
Do you say totes?
Totes meaning totally?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Totes. Yeah. Totes, Shannon. Totes.
Totes.
Wait, does that mean totally? As in the total amount? Totes?
As in like totally, bro.
We totally agree with you. Totes. Yeah.
Oh. Well, I had a tote bag with my lunch in it.
Let's get predictions for the thank you for your tote bag, but let's get predictions for the four game series at Chavez Ravine at Dodger Stadium. By the way, maybe one of the greatest places to watch a baseball game be played is Dodger Stadium. If you haven't been there, listeners, if you haven't been there, I highly recommend going down to check out a game.
Well, time out. Let's analyze. Let's break all of this down right here. So, Tony, we're going to get into the four game set in a second. Giants playing good ball again.
They better beat the D-backs, dude. Come on. I mean, like the D-backs are just not, they have a couple good, I mean, they're all professionals. Obviously they're good players, but they're not playing good ball. Let's just say
it's funny, Shannon, because I swear to God, this is not a riff, but Tony, I don't think I've ever heard, and I've known you a long time. I don't think I've ever heard you talk about Dodger Stadium before. I actually have been down there too. I've seen a few games down there. I agree. I've only been in the bleachers though. I should kind of say that up front. I've never been in other parts of the yard, but it's a throwback kind of experience. The dollar Dodger dogs. When was the last time you saw a game down there? And Shannon, I want to go to you next on this.
It was probably, about 10 years ago. I'm due to get back down there and I want to get down there. Cause it's just like you said, Pauly, it's an older stadium, but there's a reason they haven't torn that thing down. And it's up on literally on the ravine. So it's, high atop that hill. It's a beautiful spot for it. And, of course it's the Dodgers. So I'm not the biggest fan of the squad down there, but I don't think there's a bad seat in the house. I've always wanted to go see like a show down there.
I have.
You have.
I saw the Police and the Foo Fighters open for him.
No, that's Murph. Isn't Murph's like the Foo Fighters' biggest fan, I thought.
Yeah, he's a big Foo Fighter fan.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah.
I did see, in fact, Shannon, when I saw the Foo Fighters open for the Police, Dave Grohl jumped off the stage, ran all the way from the stage down to where the home plate would be through the crowd, sang a verse, and then ran back to the stage through the crowd. It's pretty cool.
Now, nice. See, that can be a big no-no. I've gotten in trouble for that a lot, being the opening band and jumping off the stage and running around. But I guess if you're Dave Grohl, you can do anything. So it's probably just me. I think I was the problem.
They had more of an objection to Shannon than the antics. Yeah.
They're like, anybody in the band except for that guy.
Right. If that guy jumps off the stage, we're going to, by the way, did security like take you down?
I had a manager kind of come over to me and said, "Who the F do you think you are?"
Nice.
And I thought, that kind of thing. And I said, I don't know. I'm from Fresno.
I'm Shannon Kaler, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. By the way,
I haven't been to Dodger Stadium for a show. I've never
How about
seen
a game? Have you seen baseball
never
down
seen
there?
Never seen it. And no one's ever invited me. So that's probably part of it.
I'm going to be down there in a few weeks. I'm taking we're taking the kids to Disneyland, to the DL. And
happiest place on earth, right?
Well, that's what they say, Paulie. And I'll tell you what,
you might want to stuff your pockets full of gummies for that.
No question.
That whole experience is going to test your patience. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Yeah, but you don't think that the ride experience with some gummies ingested will be like phenomenal? And I got to give a shout out to the car, the movie Cars, what is it? 4-pack of movies, I think. Or 3, whatever. Anyhow, the Cars ride's amazing. Anyways, we're going there. It's only 25% capacity and only California residents. So, but this all changes June 15th. So we're getting there right before the before the 15th. So pumped on that. So I'm going to look at the Dodger schedule and see if we can catch a game at Dodger Stadium while we're down there. I don't know. You know, I'll give a shout out to y'all if I'm there.
I would hope so. Guys, after what happened in San Francisco last week with the Giants getting swept at home, let's go around the horn on this. Realistic expectations for the weekend. Shannon, I'll start with you. Are you looking for a split? Are you happy getting one? Or are you saying blank all of it, give me three or four? Like, where's your head on the series?
I like the
Look at him, Tony. Look at him.
For the love of God.
Stand by. Oh, I was going to take a picture of that. Look at him.
For the love of God.
Got to just tell the audience. Shannon's face just froze in a very unflattering position. Maybe it's a good time for us to take a break. Why don't we do this? We'll pause on the Jockcast because we got to have.
What did you just ask him? You just asked him something that
I want to see, like, predictions or expectations for the 4-game series this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take it, and then you take it, and then Shannon, when he's unfrozen. How about I say split?
That'd be nice. I'll take it two and two. I'll take. By the way,
Bellinger's back.
I know.
That's not good news.
No.
And this kid, Gavin Lux. So I was at the game on Sunday, when the Dodgers was exploded and Lux hit a grand slam and it was just ugly.
How many innings did you stay for that day?
Oh, I stayed all nine. Come on. Come on. I mean, come on. You're there to see some ball.
Right.
If you're getting crushed, go walk around and see the sights of the ballpark. It's your chance to maybe enjoy the ballpark a little bit more.
Look out at McCovey Cove. Maybe there's a seal coming by. You never know.
I will say the park looked amazing. The whole experience was phenomenal. Just being back. Shout out to Steve on keys, dropping a stash by Fish in the pregame. You know, I literally yelled up, dude, Steve, can you play stash? You know, and he takes requests and dedications. Kind of like Casey Kasem back did in the weekly top 40. I'm talking about a goddamn dog dying. Do you remember that one?
Of course. Maybe in a sampler.
Yeah, I will. Shannon's back.
Hey, Shannon, real quick, give me your Dodger Giant expectations 4-game series. And then we got a break. We got Steve Moskowitz coming in. And then we'll come back with Shannon's musical assignment. But anyway, where's your head with the Dodgers? Like, I have a bad attitude towards the Dodgers. I'm not afraid of them. Just blank them. Where are you?
I feel like they are the superior team. I think it's important to acknowledge, you know, when you're some people, I don't know. It's tough. I feel like I want to just get one. Can I have one win out of the four? And can it be Gausman? Mm. And can Gausman go more than six innings for me just once? I don't know. I've got a bad feeling about that Dodger pitching staff. Those guys are really good, and they show up when they need to. You know, they're performers.
If the Giants can, get good pitching from their start, Wood goes tonight. We're recording this Thursday. You got Gausman, you got Webb, and you got DeSclafani. That's the four pack for the weekend. Disco, although I hear he doesn't like the nickname Disco, but we're going to roll with it because it's Disco.
Right.
You should be dancing, Kaler, Bee Gees. If they could, they're gonna have to get creative and crafty to get runs on the board. Small ball, hit and run. Dare I say, bring back the hit and run? Dare I say, you know, maybe a couple bunts?
Do you think that home runs are unlikely, Tony, against Dodger Pitt? Is that why you say that?
I would temper your expectations against the staff. You know, they're just, like Shannon said, they're a damn good staff. But having, DeSclafani didn't have a good outing on Sunday, last Sunday. So I think he'll bounce back. And Gausman is just dirty right now. He is just throwing maybe some of the best pitches in all of baseball, some of the best outings in all of baseball right now. So I don't know. And then, Wood had the best outing of the whole series of the three games, that 2-1 loss.
Right.
He made one mistake to Chris Taylor, and that was the difference in the game. So I don't know. I like three out of the four, but I'll take a split. And you know what? Also,
what
if you got to play a little beanball, if you got to throw a little chin music, if you got to back some guys off the plate, if you got to get a little, you know, down and dirty, I don't know. Bring it.
You know what? Marcus Boucher, the producer on the Murph and Mac show, I love the kid. He's a great addition to the show. He, like yourself, Tony, was a pitcher in his younger years. What he likes to say is maybe we let this batter sniff some seams.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Some seams.
Yeah. That's,
yes, chin music, buddy. Just the attitude of that all pitchers should have, that's my plate you're standing next to. Not yours, that's my plate, and I'm going to take control of it. So anyways, I hope for a split. 3 out of 4 will be delightful. And I don't know. Shannon, you have something to say?
Well, I did have I mean, you're totally right, Tony. I mean, we saw Brandon Belt lay down a bunt in that Dodger series. We hadn't seen that in a long time. I guess he's done it a couple times this season. But, yeah, I think they're going to do whatever they have to do to get on base. I have to say, I'm a little tired of the home run or nothing attitude around this team a little bit. And I mean, I get it. They score, you know, they swing for it all the time. And, you know, we see Vossler become the hero last night. We're recording this on Thursday. But, you know, nobody's average is over 260 really, except for Buster.
Right.
And it's, I don't know. It's just, it is a little hard to watch. Like, I get it. Like, it's all or nothing. And if they get nothing against Dodger pitching, they're not going to manufacture like 2 or 3 runs.
Paul, if I may.
You, of course.
Okay.
You may.
So, you know, I was watching Justin Turner, the way he plays against the position where he, like how deep he plays against a lot of the Giants hitters on that, the game I was at. And he's back almost at the cut of the grass when he's not shifted. So I'm saying if to beat the shift or to get Turner, maybe to get off of his heels and not so relaxed, drop. I know this is not going to happen. I could almost guarantee this won't happen this weekend, but if they start dropping some bunts down, then Turner won't be able to play so far back and so relaxed. The defense won't be so relaxed. The shift won't be able to happen as much as they do it. I just don't understand why teams don't do that, especially the Giants, whose averages are so low, except for their power numbers, except for, like you said, except for the long ball. I don't know. Maybe it's time to start looking into this. And, you know, I'm a Farhead. So maybe Farhead calls the team together on the flight, or not the flight, they're already down there, you know, at the team hotel, because, you know, they do team meetings at the hotel, I'm sure, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Farhan calling a meeting. Guys, I looked at the stats. It's time we started dropping the bunt down.
I hope you're right.
Small ball.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, but dare to dream, Paul.
Yeah, right, right. Shan, what do you got?
No, I just think that somehow Gabe has borrowed Farhan's calculator and, you know, the numbers, it does not compute this idea of doing small ball. Something about that isn't working in the numbers, or else they would be doing it. I would love to sit down with them and just sort of see, okay, what equation is showing you that, you know, going against the shift or hitting into the gaps or bunting isn't worth it.
By the way, Shannon, you mentioned Gabe Kapler, correct? Question for Paulie is, Paulie, do you believe in Gabe? Is he a beautiful Gabe?
Well, I can answer that question with this Gabe Kapler medley we put together. So why don't we enjoy that first right here?
I'm very, very proud to be wearing this San Francisco Giants baseball cap.
He's a beautiful Gabe.
I believe in our players. I believe in this team.
Fly balls and feelings, a beautiful Gabe.
Working out in blue jeans makes him harder, better, Kapler, stronger.
Working out in blue jeans can only make me stronger. Well, I need boots, so hurry up now, because I lift weights with Kapler.
It's embarrassing, but I'll lift in jeans and boots, because I really like the feel of it.
I need boots, so hurry up now, because I lift weights with Kapler.
Come with it now!
This crew is like a fairy! We've got helmets on a shell!
it is out of here.
Bulls have the game.
Adios, pelota.
Bulls have the game.
Okay, now that we've all digested the mashup, and thanks to Kales and Creative Tony on that one. Yeah, I believe in Gabe, dude. I've come a long way with Kapler. I tell you what, he took his mask off. I'm looking at the stubble. He's released this. It looks like he's going splint free, on the finger. Now the splint is finally off. No, mm-hmm. I like Gabe. Yes, Tony, I've come around on Gabe. I feel like Farhan is an untouchable. He's not a regular presence on the M&M show. We do get occasional hits from Kapler, so I feel closer to him, mm-hmm. but, yeah, dude, I'm down with Gabe. Gabe is, powerlifting in denim and like that. Stuff like that. Ooh. I should say got carried away myself. No, I'm gonna say I'm one of Gabe's babes at this point. Let's just get that out in the open. That being said, one of Polymac's podcast babes is Steve Moskowitz. He's our tax attorney, he's our sponsor, he's our friend, he's next. Then we come back after Steve's hit with Shannon Kaler, who is in a dress shirt today. It appears to be like an off purple, like a collar. Or a light pink. Tony, what color? Well, how would you categorize the color he's wearing?
Lavender, Paulie, lavender.
That's exactly why I threw it to you. It's a lavender shirt. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We'll explore that and more next on the Polymac Podcast. KMBR 104.5, 680, the sports leader. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Polymac Podcast. We are happy to bring back and welcome our good friend and sponsor, tax attorney Steve Moskowitz, doing business right here in San Francisco. You've heard him now on the podcast for several weeks, always coming with great information and helpful advice, really, frankly, for all of us, and especially you business owners out there. But Steve, we welcome you back, and we want to say today, can I pick your brain just a little bit on research and development credits?
R&D, research and development, not R&B, yeah. Rhythm and blues.
No, although so that's good too, yeah.
That's for something else.
Yeah. But
here, the beauty of this, first of all, the difference between, most people are familiar with tax deductions, but credits are more strange to them. A credit is better than a deduction. A deduction saves you the amount of your tax bracket. So for example, if you were in a 40% tax bracket and you had a deduction of 100, you'd save $40. But if you have a $100 credit, you save $100 in taxes. It's dollar for dollar. And another beauty about this is most things in tax, you have to spend money and get a benefit like a tax deduction. With the R&D, what we do is we come in, we take a look at what you've already done.
Okay.
And then we say, hey, this section of the money you spent qualifies for R&D, and the government writes you a check. And not only do they write you a check for the current year, but they'll write you a check for the three back years too. We can amend the returns. So, okay. So what is R&D? What is this?
Right.
It's being innovative. It's creating new processes. It's creating new products, new software, new things. And it doesn't have to be new to the world. It's new to you.
Yeah.
So suppose, for example, you are in a business and you say, you know what? There's a better way to do something. And I've spent some money on it. I hired some people and I bought some machines and I did this and I did that. The government will give you that money. It's again, it's a government giveaway. And you say, well, why do you have such things? Remember, in a democracy, the government can't order us to do something, even if they know for economics it's good. For example, if the X company would hire somebody to do this or get a new machine, that would be good, but they can't order you to do it.
Right.
So instead, the government gives you a tax incentive. But the beauty here is what we do is we go in and we say, hey, let's take a look at the money you've already spent. Remember, this is no new money. You've already spent it.
Right.
And we say, of the money you've spent in this past, you know, the current year and the past 3 years, does any of it qualify for this special government program? And a lot of times the answer is yes. If the answer is yes, boom. We get a credit. This is something beautiful. And the thing is that, and I've talked about this my whole career, most business people work really hard.
Yeah.
They get up early in the morning. They go all day. A lot of times meals are skipped, sleep is skipped, and they just work. And the business is like a small child that's very demanding. All the efforts, all the thoughts, everything, the business, the business, the business. I mean, I know that as a small business owner too.
Sure, sure.
But what happens is that a lot of these small business owners, by the time they get home, their biggest decision is, should I get something to eat or should I go right to bed?
Right, right.
And they miss all these things that are just out there. This R&D is just out there. It's there for the taking.
Steve.
Yes.
I was just going to ask a question about that. As you said, these opportunities are out there for all of us. Now, when you put your eyes on something as an expert tax attorney, you can point to something and say, like, yes, that qualifies for credit. For the layman like myself, how do we know if something were to be eligible to qualify for a credit from the government? Or is that something it's best left to you and your eyeballs?
Well, I'm always going to say it's best left to us. It's for example, you know, if you go to the dentist, how do you best spot a tooth that needs a root canal?
Right.
If you go to the skin doctor, how do you do something that best needs this or that? You know, that doctor is probably going to be able to spot it way better than you. And the problem is, if you try it yourself, you know, you look at your skin and you say everything looks fine. Well, maybe something isn't fine and should
there
be
you
fixed.
Go. Yeah.
On the other hand, maybe you look at something and say, oh my God, I got it. You got this horrible disease. You don't have anything. and that, you know, our medical clients say that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Where they actually have a name for it. They call it internet cancer, where patients come in and they are convinced they have a certain disease.
Wow.
And the doctor says, you don't have a disease.
Yeah.
And the patient says, yes, I do. I looked on the internet and I have all of the symptoms. The doctor says, your internet search is not a substitute for my medical school and medical practice. That's the difference. And you know what? I don't want to see anybody leaving money on the table, missing all things and stuff.
Right.
Or going in the other direction, going off and doing something that's wrong either. And I mean, you know, with these things, and you have to meet certain requirements. But if you do, this is a tremendous amount of money the government just gives you. And again, the beauty is you've already done it. Everything else in tax, I'm always talking about, well, you know, invest X and you'll save Y in taxes. This one, the beauty is you've already spent the money.
Right, right. Great. It's a win-win, really. So again, another reason and another example of how Steve's expertise can benefit you, the individual. Yes, you, the business owner. Have that preliminary conversation with Steve Moskowitz at your leisure simply by calling 1-888-TAX-DEAL. His number again is 1-888-TAX-DEAL. And Steve, I like what you said there. You're going to help people make sure they don't leave money on the table. That's about the greatest motivation I think we could ask for. Also, get more information on Steve and his practice and business at MoskowitzLLP.com. So again, Steve, thank you for the insights today on R&D credit. See, this is all new information to me. So as usual, very informative, always great having you. Let's do it again next week.
Pleasure's mine. Thanks, Paulie.
All right, man, we are back on the Polymac podcast. Thank you, Steve Moskowitz. It's always a pleasure catching up with Steve on a weekly basis. And guys, real quick, I wanted to get your take before Shannon gives us our musical homework of the week. How did you guys feel about the Russ Westbrook incident last night in the NBA playoffs, where unfortunately he hurt himself and he was being helped off the floor when a Philadelphia 76er fan dumped a tub of popcorn right on Westbrook's head, and he got, I think, deservedly extremely upset. He had to be restrained. He wanted to go up into the crowd and get the guy. Luckily, that didn't happen, because Russ Westbrook probably would have killed this dude in a fit of rage. But, you know, things like this have happened to Russ before. He had an incident in Salt Lake City with an unruly fan. I think stuff like this is really distressing. I don't like to see fans dumping trash on an MVP or any player for that matter, but Russ Westbrook deserves respect as an MVP and the triple double king of the league and all that. I don't know. You guys have reactions or thoughts on that? Tony, I'll start with you.
Disgusted, Paul. Disgusted.
Yeah.
That fan should never be allowed in an NBA game anywhere in the country for the rest of that fan's life. Honestly.
Well, I have an update. Since this morning, that fan has been reprimanded. His season tickets have been revoked, and he is now banned from the arena in Philly, the Wells Fargo Center. So he's got a lifetime ban on his hands now.
That reminds me of Two Live Crew banned in the USA.
Good track. Shannon, real quick, Russ Westbrook reactions. I was just – I was distressed. I'm not going to lie. I didn't like it. Awful. It kind of upset me. And it's after the pandemic too. This is how you welcome guys back. I don't know. I didn't sit well with me.
I think basketball is unique in the fact that, you know, there isn't a huge railing between fans and the court. And, you know, in football, everything, you know, baseball, fans have to jump over. They're usually naked. And then security tackles them, puts their face in the ground. That's it, you know. But, yeah, I think it's really distressing because how does a fan look at a player and not see a person too? You know, that's the problem, is that they're looking at these players like they're things or something.
Yeah.
The players are people and they're treating them like objects. And that's, I think that disconnect, I think the league needs to find a way to try to bring it. Well, honestly, actually it's that guy's problem, but I think it is it's a common problem. I think that we've seen over time.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Tony. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, and obviously the guy has deep-rooted psychological issues.
Yes.
If that's what he's doing, if that's the kind of stuff that he's doing, that's the kind of stuff that he thinks is for kicks or whatever. It's just, it's appalling. It's disgusting. And I'm glad that they took immediate action on this jackass. And, you know, I hope Westbrook knows that, you know, the vast majority of fans are not like this jerk. So, you know, anyways, that's all I got.
Yeah. I just wanted to see where you guys were at and see if you were as upset about that as I was. Cause I don't know, something just hit me in the wrong way at the wrong time. Just kind of bummed me out last night. Cause there were a lot of great basketball going on right now. And then you see something like this. It's just like, are we really doing this? We're going to do this to Russ Westbrook. I don't know.
Brutal.
Just kind of bummed me out. Shannon, why don't you improve our spirits with a nice musical assignment. What's up your sleeve today? I should say your collared lavender sleeve.
Nice.
It is a nice new collar shirt. In fact, it's Vince's brother's shirt. This is a hand-me-down, if you can believe it. But
if anything, I'm a little jealous. As a guy who doesn't own many nice shirts, I'm slightly jealous.
Well, it's not. I'm not going to re-gift it or anything, so don't worry. Or maybe I don't know. Maybe I will, but
okay.
The musical assignment today is about Julio Jones, right? Now, our musical assignment here on Paulie's podcast is supported by the new organization that I'm hanging out with, the Community Music Center, supporting musicians and providing music education in the Mission for over 100 years. So check them out, sfcmc.org. We love music here on the podcast. And so today, our musical assignment is surrounding the idea that Julio Jones could be coming to the 49ers. And the name Jones, we're jonesing for things. There's a million artists with the name Jones and songs about Joneses. So we're going with the Joneses, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's a good Jones tune.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Should I go?
Sure.
Yeah, sure, Shannon. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've said this many times on the podcast. I grew up hoping to marry Nora Jones. That was like my thought process from the moment I heard her record when I was in high school. And I got pretty close to proposing to her in a nightclub once, but that's another story, in my early 20s.
By the way, you have told that story on the podcast before.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, you know, I love my sweet, but, you know, I still listen to Nora Jones a lot, and I love her song Chasing Pirates.
All
so
right.
Here's Nora Jones Chasing Pirates.
Oh, that reminds me of when Charlie Hunter brought her out at Yoshi's years ago before nobody knew who she was, and she just stole the show. Yoshi's, by the way, man. Come on, get me back to Yoshi's. I need to see some jazz and eat some sushi. Sorry, Paulie, I think you should go next, and I'm gonna wrap this mess up.
Boy, it's such a broad thing. I didn't know if I should go Ballad of a Thin Man, Do You, Mr. Jones, Shannon. And by the way, happy birthday, Bob Dylan.
Oh,
yes.
Get that out there. Happy birthday to his great Bobness.
Hopefully, Paulie, Will you do your one of your favorite bands of all time, Counting Crows? Will you do Mr. Jones?
Certainly not. I'd rather avoid Durrett's at all costs. It's funny. I saw it. Don't even get me going. Don't even get me started. It's all.
They're local, Paul. Why don't you like a local band?
Well, since you asked, I'll tell you. For I believe it was 1994. The location was Giant Stadium. Shortly before I moved back to California, there I am, innocently going to see the Rolling Stones with the Counting Crows opening. So what does this guy do? He's first of all, he's getting exposed to a stadium-sized crowd. What a great gift from Jagger and the boys. Hey, come out and do some shows with us. Sure. Play to thousands of people. What does this guy do? He comes and he starts complaining. You know, I really don't like, I swear to God, a guy walks on stage. He goes, yeah, I don't really like playing places this big. I feel like I can't tell who I'm playing to. It's like, dude, you showed up here to complain?
How about just play? How about just play?
Yeah, why don't you win me over with some music rather than complaining? Anyway.
So, yeah, anyways. I know I was just riffing, Paulie, because we do that sometimes on the Jockcast.
No.
I was riffing that, you know, that Mr. Jones would be your selection. And I know
Mr. Jones and me. I'm not a fan.
The body of...
Yeah. I'm not a fan of him. I'm not a fan of the Rain King or whatever the f- that is. I don't need any of it. is that what he said? I'm the Rain King, man.
What about a long December? I mean, that tug on your heartstrings, Paul.
How about none of it? Here's what I'll do instead, Shannon. I'm going to go right into the Grateful Dead songbook. And no, I'm not going Casey Jones. I'm going a little deeper, Shannon, a little bit deeper. The Grateful Dead made a song about the state of the planet and the decay of the planet, which is called Throwing Stones.
Yes.
Kind of an environmentally aware song ahead of its time.
Great.
And
song.
There's a lyric in the song when Bob Weir says, Shannon, he goes, you need that cash to feed that Jones, the politicians throwing stones, singing ashes all fall down. So I'm going to go Throwing Stones, Bob Weir, need that cash to feed that Jones. Tony, go.
Oh. Picture a bright blue ball just spinning free. Oh.
Dizzy with possibilities, Tony.
Dizzy with possibilities. That is one of my all-time favorite Dead songs. Seriously, like I
great
love
track.
That song.
Shake
love
your bones. Yeah.
Seriously, great selections, both of you. Shannon, no disrespect, but I'm going to rewrite your rules. You wanted to talk Julio Jones, and you wanted songs about Jones. Well, I'm going to do a song that it mentions Julio. How about that? Okay.
Well,
I think you guys know where I'm going. I think you guys know where I'm going, and I don't care if you know where I'm going, because sometimes you got to drive straight down the lane, like when you're bowling, right?
Yes.
Your first roll should be right down the lane, and I'm going to go me and Julio down by the schoolyard, Paul Simon, me and Julio down by Santa Clara, me and Julio down by the Vi. I don't know. I'm not necessarily into Jones coming to the Niners, but if he does, I'll embrace it. Paul Simon, take it away.
Hey, Tony, great selection. There's always room for Paul Simon on the podcast. And also, I just want to say, you guys, I thought they were all great selections. I am going on a road trip this weekend, and I want you guys to know, while I'm on the road, I will be listening to the Pauly Podcast playlist.
Nice.
Go through this a little bit. Let's get some diversity. And we encourage all of our listeners to do that. Maybe check out the Twitter feed, Shan, if you want to plug that, go ahead.
At KNBR Pauly, we're posting everything. Check out the playlist there that's on Spotify, the new episodes, sometimes some pictures. Sometimes we like to populate it with pictures.
And right, search Pauly's podcast on Spotify for the playlist, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Hey, Pauly, I'm going up to Tahoe tomorrow, so I'm going to do the same thing. I will do the
good.
Same thing.
Yes. Well, safe travels to all of you, to all my friends out there, and everybody be safe over the nice holiday weekend. Enjoy Memorial Day. Go Giants. Go Julio. Go to all you Joneses out there, and we'll see you next week in our lavender shirts on the Pauly Mac podcast. Cheers, y'all.
You've been listening to Pauly's Podcast with Pauly Mack of KNBR's Murph and Mack Morning Show. This is the KNBR Podcast Network on KNBR, the sports leader.